We're always super excited to get visitors around here, and today Lloydminster's Jordan Pollard is in with us. Jordan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see a face.
Yeah, so you're just freshly back from the CCMA, so how was your time in Calgary?
Oh, it was so much fun. It always feels like home when I'm around my music people, so I get sad when I have to leave.
Yeah, so it's always like a bit of a musical family reunion, especially for artists to come together, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and you meet a lot of people, and especially because of COVID, it kind of felt like, I guess you were meeting people for the first time, but it didn't feel like it because I was writing and talking to these people online all throughout COVID. So it was kind of a weird reunion type meet, something in between. It was awesome.
And especially as an artist, I mean, this year is a huge one because, like you said, you know, COVID has taken a lot from us over the past few years, and you're getting your livelihood back. You're getting back to performing and going out and seeing people. This has got to be like the best feeling in the world.
Definitely.
Right now.
Definitely. And I think it was the most, like, the craziest CCMA week I've probably ever been a part of. There were so many people, everywhere was packed, so that was awesome. And maybe it's because it was in Calgary. I mean, with the Stampede and all the festivals there, there's probably a lot of country music fans, so it was insane.
Yeah, Calgary is a really, really country city, but I mean, so is Saskatoon, because, okay, so we're talking about your brand new single, Love Letter, and that sounds very familiar around these parts because a couple of weeks ago, featured it on Ride It or Bucket, and Saskatoon voted to keep the song. They liked it.
Yeah, that was awesome, and that was during CCMAs, I think, that was up too.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Everyone was in that kind of a mood. So Love Letter, collaborative effort of lots of talent come together. I mean, songwriters, one of which is a Grammy winner, a 3-time Grammy nominated songwriter, and then Maddie and Tay involved in the songwriting process as well, and then produced by Saskatoon's Bart McKay. So what was it like, just the whole process of putting together Love Letter?
Yeah, it's been an incredible team on this one, and I mean, I'm just so fortunate to get to work with such incredible artists and collaborators, but on this one, when I got the demo, it was Maddie and Tay singing on the song, which is super cool. And I listened to that song, cranked it up in my car every single day, and I sang it, and it suited my voice, and I knew that it was a song that I wanted to record. So we went into the studio. It would be probably about a year and a half now that we recorded this song in studio with Bart, and it all worked out, and the song turned out to be better than I could even imagine it. And we decided to kind of hold off on releasing it until this year, which I think was a great decision, and I was able to plan a super cool release. We have a new music video out, which I'm super excited about. I got to work with Joel Stewart, who's been able to work with artists such as Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift and all of these huge artists. And then Sean Smith, who's worked with the Hunter Brothers, who I know you guys know super well.
Yes.
And they were an incredible team. And we filmed a video with a storyline to it that I'm super proud of. I have some family friends in the video. My good friend Tyler Lewis, who's also a singer-songwriter from Saskatchewan's in the video as well. So it's been a crazy ride. I'm super excited to have this out.
Well, and the video came out exactly a week ago now, and honestly, like, it's the cutest video ever.
Thank you.
So it shows those parallels between, like, young love and old love, and then again, it has that very personal touch, because you said there's friends of your grandparents in the video, and Tyler Lewis, who's, I mean, it's a bit of a throwback for people around here. I'm sure lots of people around here remember him from Canadian Idol.
Yeah.
Putting the video together and the single as well, and then over the past couple of years, a very awesome artistic partnership with Bart McKay as well.
Yeah, he's been incredible, and I think I give him a lot of credit for helping me find my sound. I've always known that I'm super sassy and fun, and I love to put on a great stage performance, but it also comes down to the storytelling as well, and he works with me on that to find songs that will work on both aspects, whether it's For Good On Me and being sassy and talking about your ex-boyfriend, or if it's Love Letter and you're talking about a sentimental relationship in a cute and relatable way. So,
and we'll get to playing Love Letter in just a couple minutes, but so I understand that this is the third single off of an upcoming body of work.
I am working on something. It's in the works, so I can't put in too many details, but I'm going to be going into the studio again soon with Bart, and I'm hoping to record some original music that I've written myself. I've been writing a whole bunch throughout COVID, so hopefully you'll see some new songs on there, as well as some oldies that we've released throughout the past couple years.
Well, and lots of walks of life lately. I mean, you know, with going through COVID and then coming back from it, I would imagine, like, the inspiration for writing is as high as it's ever been.
I definitely agree, and especially with all the TV watching that we've done throughout, and the podcast listening.
So much of that.
There's lots of interesting inspirations that I've come up with. I love crime documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's not a crime song written, but maybe I should get on that.
I honestly, with how popular crime documentaries are right now, I think that would pop off. I really do.
I think it would. Well, and like how there's all like the witch talk and things, you know, like the witchy, Halloween time. Maybe I need to come up with a true crime song.
We need a spooky single.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I feel that. And that would translate so well into a video.
Like Goodbye Earl, but Halloween edition.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm so here for that.
Yeah.
You're going to be performing at Moose Jaw Warriors home opener. And then beyond that, like, what's the rest of your 2022 looking like, Jordan?
Yeah, the rest of my 2022, lots of writing, recording. I'm going to work on planning some booking, some shows.
Ooh.
I have a few shows coming up, a few in Regina, around Saskatchewan, you know, here and there for charities and things, and hopefully planning a tour within the new year. So
awesome. Well, really, really excited to take another listen to Love Letter and just remind you of why we voted to ride this song. And Jordan, thank you so much for driving out from Lloydminster to visit us today.
Thank you so much for having me. As I said, it's great to see some faces. So
yeah,
thank you.